Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, Sales Success Coach. Now, they call me the Queen of Predictable Sales Results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, his zone of genius is his ability to help people understand exactly how powerful they are. So I am super excited to introduce Cameron Martin. Now, Cameron is an astrologer, conscious coach, and CEO of Path and Purpose. He's also a leadership studies PhD student at the University of San Diego. Now, his services include astrology readings, conscious coaching, online lunar meditations, and a self-transformation course titled Coming Home to You. Now, Cameron is committed both academically and in his practice to sharing knowledge that fosters self-discovery and encourages people to powerfully take responsibility for their lives by understanding more fully their divine purpose. Well, welcome, Cameron. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Oh, thank you, Wendy, and I'm so excited to be here with you.
Yeah, and I just love how you're helping people create successful, fulfilling lives by giving them insights into their divine purpose. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I'm looking forward to sharing that with you.
Yeah, and Cameron, I am curious here, exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching practice?
Sure. Well, it's actually been a pretty interesting path for me. A few years ago, I was actually a high school business teacher. So
Oh, wow.
I was teaching my students about creating businesses. I actually took a first stab at a business several years ago. But then in 2018, I had really, I could call it really a spiritual awakening, but things in life were just hard. They weren't really working out. I felt like I really wasn't in alignment with who I was. And frankly, something had to give. And around the same time, I actually started to study astrology very seriously. I had grown up in a church, in the Catholic Church. And really, I think at that point in my life, I was kind of growing away from that, but also seeking answers to the questions of who I was. And really, the challenges that I was faced with. And I found that astrology was a way for me to understand myself unlike any other way I had before. And so it started first with, little horoscopes and following things. And then I had my first reading, and it really opened up a whole new world for me. And I started to study it very seriously. At that point, I was also doing readings for, well, in a little while, that is, I was starting to do readings for friends and family. And, people were saying to me, you're very gifted at this. And at first I was like, well, this is like imposter syndrome 101. I'm thinking to myself, I'm not an expert at this really, at first, but I noticed that there was something very special about the interaction and what these particular sessions can offer people. In 2019, I dove deeply into self-transformation work outside of astrology. And I was looking at a lot of the stories in my past that were coloring my future, if you will. I was looking at my ways of being, traumas from the past. And all of this work really opened up this space for me to realize, just how powerful coaching is for people and how it can be truly transformational. And so It was in 2019 where I decided, as part of a project actually in this program, to start a business as a coach. Nice. And I knew that I had the skills and really, as many people have suggested, a gift. And so I knew that there was something there. But the astrology integration was perhaps the most challenging piece. Mm-hmm. You know, I had had coaching experiences myself. And I, you know, was familiar with life coaching, but using astrology as a tool for coaching was something that I really hadn't come across. Wow. And also hadn't really experienced. So for right. me, it's been the last year has been a really beautiful journey in opening up and allowing the universe to just show me what's right in this moment. You know, when I created my business a year ago, I created it with the intention of iterating. So with the intention of just allowing myself to explore, create as I develop, as I learn, which really took a lot of the pressure off mm-hmm. to be successful, you know?
Right.
And I have been kind of tinkering ever since. And it's been a great journey. And certainly where the business has come in the last year is not exactly where it started. And it's been a beautiful ride to see that. So mostly it's been an expression of my own internal journey and my own internal development.
Right.
Over the last 2 years or so, now being offered to my clients. So.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I just love that. And you have really leaned into what I call surrendering to, you know, the path unfolding, but yet not necessarily taking the foot off the gas. Your full steam ahead surrender in terms of, okay, we're building a business here and we're seeing just how my life experiences are really bringing together this newfound, I don't know if it's a skill set or just awareness of your innate ability to utilize astrology as a powerful tool. So yeah, that's really interesting. I mean, I would ask further questions here in terms of, has your business mission or vision evolved, but I think you've pretty much detailed how it's really taking kind of its own course, but yet you're fully aware of bringing the astrology into more of a coaching focus. So do you want to speak any further on maybe how you refined this blend of astrology with coaching?
Sure. Yeah, actually, I really wanted to comment on your term surrender, which seems to be the theme of my life for the last year. And I also liked what you mentioned. Surrender doesn't mean take your foot off the gas. It right. just means, to me, it means be open, right? Yeah, be open right. to opportunities, be open to experiences, be open to people. And that's very much been the case for this. So you know, my mission, the actual mission statement, never really changed. In fact, it became more and more clear to me that that's what I was supposed to be doing. So I have felt like the mission that I have was divinely guided from the beginning. And I'll tell you, I actually got the name of my company from inspiration in the shower one day.
path and purpose.
Path and purpose. I stepped out of the shower and was like, oh my gosh, I need to write that down. And I didn't know what it really was at the time. I kind of did, but not really. But I've always, you know, considered my business as a living being, pretty much, that grows and transforms and changes. And so at first, what I was offering as far as readings were perhaps more limited. What I thought people would want was more limited. And also, as I mentioned before, the sort of imposter syndrome, I felt sort of like an imposter at first.
Because it was so new, right?
Because it was so new, and it was new to me, but also what I was doing with it was new. And my approach to astrology is also different than most people. My real goal is to make it accessible. And I find astrology to be very utilitarian. So it's incredibly useful, but it's also very spiritual because mm-hmm. It's connecting us to our spiritual nature and our divine being. Mm-hmm. And I've always just been open to that. But at first I was like, well, how do I get people to to see this and to know this and not as shrouded in mystery or mysticism or this like thing you can't touch or, oh my goodness, somebody's going to tell me I'm going to die or lose all my money. Like, no. Like that is not what I'm working with or what I'm trying to sell or anything. Mm-hmm. You know, with my clients, with my coaching, the horoscope is primary, which is a chart that is cast at your birth, the moment of your birth. And it really sets the energies and the tones of your life. And you can learn to work with those energies to understand yourself more fully, and certainly to understand how what's happening in the cosmos right now is impacting you. But that's really what I want people to know. So I knew at first that I needed to share what astrology was. And I also needed to be very intentional about making it seem approachable. If you look at my website, you don't see a lot of mystical things. You won't see stars and dark purple or dark black. Mm-hmm. Or right. You know, what we kind of think of a lot is some of the new age metaphysical type services. Again, that's not a criticism, but for me, it wasn't what I wanted. I wanted an open approach. And I found that when I worked with clients, they were telling me certain things. And so it changed. So at first I would do one type of reading, but I've opened up since, you know, my clients have taught me. So, oh yeah, I can do this specified reading. I can do this sort of thing. I do bi-weekly meditations for the moon phases, but really they're a meditation. They're a lesson about astrology. And they're sort of an entry point to my coaching as well. Those have been very successful. But that changed. You know, I did my first one or two of those events, but then, you know, COVID happened in the world and I decided to, oh, maybe I should try those online. Mm-hmm. And now they've been very successful. My reach is way further than it ever was. You know, people were saying, oh, you know so much about, you know, self-transformation and working with people on their limiting beliefs. You know, why don't you teach that? I'm like, oh yeah, I should. So I created a course, right? So it's just been this opening over time. And just, I'd like to say refining, but it feels just more like the business itself grows and transforms and changes like we all do. So I hope that addresses sort of what you were asking.
Yeah, about evolution, no, that's...
But just being open to what's coming.
Right.
And tweak. And also, you know, I'm not really married to doing anything in a particular way.
Well, right? That's what I was kind of hearing, is that instead of having this preconceived idea of what a business, quote unquote, should be. I mean, it's interesting. You're coming from an academic approach to business, right? You were a teacher at a high school, mm-hmm. teaching business. And now in this role, you're seeing and you're really leaning into more of how things can just organically evolve based on this evolution of yourself and probably the needs that are presenting to you. You know, the people need
totally.
this help and that clarity and that alignment. And so it's just this morphing or evolution. So I love that. Yeah.
I earned an MBA and a master's in school leadership. I mean, I know what it means to follow rules and guidelines. And, right. You know, I was an accounting teacher, for goodness sake. So,
oh my gosh.
You know, that was one sort of a different avenue. But yeah, it's different when you just allow the person to be open, mm-hmm. you to be open, the people you're working with, and allow evolution to happen. So
and that's great. Speaks of trust too, of trusting in this divine purpose. Hey, I think that's a theme here.
It is.
Well, Cameron, what kind of big roadblocks have you had to overcome? I know that you have mentioned just this preconceived idea of what astrology is as being a roadblock, but have there been any others in this journey of you building your business just besides this evolution of your own clarity? I know the mission statement has stayed the same, but can you share any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to really circumnavigate?
Sure. So the primary challenge has been about, how do I get people to know how useful astrology is? How do I take away the mask of people's preconceived notions of astrology, the woo-woo and the, oh, I don't know this. Somebody knows something I don't know about me. Well, no, you know this about you. It's just about helping you see it, right? Mm-hmm. So that has been probably the greatest challenge, in that I want to give myself the time and space to be clear about what I am selling, right? So that has been the largest challenge mm-hmm. by far. However, perhaps the other challenge for me was wanting to push forward quickly. I mean, I was a business teacher, and I heard so many podcasts with entrepreneurs. It's a little bit of a very interesting experience now to be on a podcast like that. But but I felt like I wanted to do a lot all at once. I wanted the website done, and then I wanted this done, and I wanted that, and I exhausted myself to some extent. And in the early days, I wasn't quite as open to the company's own evolution with expectations, right? Expectations of what it should be or how I should do it. Oh, how would I do this payment processor? How would I do that thing? I definitely had hangups on technical things like that. And primarily for me, it was because I was trying to do it all myself. And I learned that there were actually people in my life that were not only supportive of me, they were willing to literally do things for me. I have a good friend of mine who's done most of my marketing material. My sister is a photographer, and she's a beautiful photographer at that. When I finally opened, it was like, oh yeah, I kind of need these people. So that changed. Those were early days of like some real challenges, like, oh my gosh, I don't know how to make a website. Well, why don't you go ask the person who does? Or, oh, I don't know how to take, you know, beautiful photos here, but my sister also works in, you know, process improvement. Oh, I can't get my calendar to sync here and my clients to do the, you know, those sorts of technical things where you don't always have the technical expertise to set up, right? You might have the expertise of coaching or the experience behind, but sometimes like, oh my gosh, I don't know how to get my Acuity schedule connected with, you know,
those sorts of things.
Yeah. So those integrations were definitely a challenge at first. And then I think the largest, I almost hesitate to call it a challenge because it's been a huge, it's been the greatest opportunity, was COVID-19, frankly, when, March of 2020 and things really started to shift. You know, at first my business was doing things, I was doing things very face-to-face, meeting with clients out and about or in their places, or I was doing my meditations and my events live on the beach or wherever, various places. And then that all had to change when we were inside. And actually it's been a fantastic period of expansion for me because I actually have a greater reach than I even did. And I'm able to work with more people because I'm not exhausted running around town all the time. But you know, that I suppose I would say it was a challenge, and that I had a moment, you know, a week or two or three, or, you know, where I was like, oh my goodness, how do I continue? How can I even do this? Right.
Yeah. Where it seems like just everything imploded, but yet, like you said, it's really an opening to serve more. So yeah, that's exciting. I love that. And, you know, Cameron, you're obviously an expert at helping people really tap into their divine purpose through self-discovery. But how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? So this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Yeah, it is a very different skill set. When you have the technical background and the know-how to run a business or set it up, but getting your clients to come to you is certainly a different skill set altogether. And for me, the greatest challenge around it has been, you know, getting people to understand why they would need astrology, right? Or why it would even be useful to them. You know, I think 2021, we're not there yet. 2020 has been a great year to pause and to very literally go within, right? Go within our homes and to pause, but also to go within in a, you know, more figurative sense, but within ourselves, discover who we are, discover what's most important, get real, really clear about those things. And so helping people to see like, hey, this tool can very much help you with what's happening right now, right? You're struggling with this in your life, but how can this help? How can astrology help you figure that out, right? Oh my gosh, you're feeling like your entire life has changed. Well, it has. How do we understand you? How do I understand your purpose in this? How do we help you to feel more grounded in this space? That's been sort of a challenge in that, you know, I think people have those preconceived notions. Well, astrology is this, or, you know, I read a horoscope column and it's super general. Well, yeah, because most people didn't understand that sun sign astrology, which is mostly I'm born in, you know, April and I'm a Taurus, right? Something like that. That's like splitting you up in 1/12 of the population, right? That's like saying that you
are. It's gotta be general, right?
Yeah, it's super, super, super general. And actually your chart is way more precise and far more of a deep dive into who you are than you probably would imagine. Mm-hmm. And getting people to know that like, don't write it off, because there's something very deep about this that's very personal. You know, when I work with clients, I think it's really the greatest job, frankly, that has come to me, because I get to have these conversations about you and who you are as a being, what your soul is up to, what are your challenges. I mean, these are inherently very sacred spaces. And so as far as that sales funnel is concerned, how do I get people to know just how intimate and deep and personal and important that is or can be, and just how useful it can be? I mean, you know, a lot of people don't realize, oh, you can tell things about my relationships. Yep. Oh, you can tell things about like my career and my job. Yep. Oh, you can tell things about my family history and my traumas. Yep. Oh, you can do all these things. And most people, you know, don't realize that necessarily, just how powerful that is. So that's been definitely a challenge. You know, mm-hmm. when I have a client and they've worked with me, they always come back.
Sure.
I have many, and they often share, you know, word of mouth is a powerful tool for me. But the initial, like, how do I get you to see just how powerful this can be for you?
Right.
Yeah, is a challenge. Yeah,
I can certainly understand that. And that is common. You know, it's difficult to sometimes overcome people's preconceived ideas of what they think it's all about. And if you'd like, I can provide a couple little techniques here that help you shift that. So it's interesting, because I have a client who her expertise is business storytelling. Okay, so the same kind of thing occurs. Okay, so she helps people with storytelling. Well, their preconceived ideas. Okay, once upon a time, there was a...
right. Every story starts like, that way.
No. That's not it. That's a technique that she uses to help leaders be highly influential and impactful and gain alliance and build. And so all these outcomes, which they want, her technology or methodology is storytelling. So for you, astrology is a technique, is a technology, is a methodology. The outcome of your work is empowering people with the ability to align with their own sense of self and tap into this clarity and purpose with unwavering strength. So that's the outcome. The outcome is not astrology. The
Correct.
Astrology is the methodology. And so that's one thing that I would recommend, is to almost remove astrology from the focal point. It's not invalidating it. It's not devaluing it. It's not taking away the importance of it. It is the means to obtain the outcome. And the other thing that I would recommend is, that's always very beneficial and effective during an enrollment conversation with anything that is an objection, is to meet it upfront, head on, front load the conversation, if you will. That's a terminology, another terminology that I come up with. Front load the conversation with the objection in a very logical way. And so you kind of bring the elephant into the room in the conversation without going too deep and on and on and on, but you meet it head on. It's like, it's interesting, you know, for most people, they think astrology is something they read in the newspaper while they're sipping their coffee. And so you're bringing it up head on in a lot of what you already said to me in terms of, you know, this broad generalities, and it's actually a very precise roadmap or blueprint. When you meet this upfront and head on, you can eliminate a lot of their preconceived ideas early in the conversation and allow them to be more open-minded. So those are two things that hopefully will provide you with a shift in your approach that will enable people to see really the full impact and the power of the work that you do.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah, sure. And, you know, Cameron, you had mentioned here about the pandemic and how it really provided you with the opportunity to actually be able to serve a lot more people. I'm curious here, has the pandemic had any impact on the work you do in terms of how people are feeling this need for clarity? They're searching, they're left with this, it's true, it's provided us all with the opportunity to go within, but for some people that's kind of a scary place to be.
Oh my goodness, yes. Yeah, it absolutely is.
Yeah.
In fact, I would argue that our toughest work is the inner work. Mm-hmm. You know, most of us live our lives trying to ignore the things we don't like about ourselves, mm-hmm.
right.
or the traumas of the past, or the mistakes we've made, or the stories we run through our minds about our worthiness. But yeah, we try to avoid those bad feelings. So yeah, that inner work is hard. And that's precisely why you know, my work exists, mm-hmm. to help people to look at that and say, yeah, your inner work is hard, but here's a way to look at that. Here's a tool, as you mentioned, you know, to just help you gain a different perspective on who you are. And so your question was about the pandemic, and I did sort of allude to it before. Yes, people are looking, they're sort of grasping at this point because it's an important time of change. Change is happening on an external level, but it's also happening internally. Actually, it's really starts internally, and the external is just a projection of the energy that's within us. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that's actually been great for my business. And, you know, I have to say most people, you know, are comfortable now connecting via Zoom and other technologies. It has made that my reach is far greater than it was. And, you know, I am now easily accessible to people in ways that I wasn't before. So this has been very, very helpful,
right.
To this particular type of work.
Yeah, and just such needed work, because like I think we've mentioned a couple times, I mean, people are in a sense of disarray, and you know, the change is something that a lot of people struggle with and resist. You know, they don't surrender like you gracefully do. Most people resist change, and the uncertainty has created a lot of stress. So providing that expert guidance and coaching to help them gain that sense of self is just, it seems to me like such needed work right now. And I'm just curious, how do you work with people who want to finally understand and align with their divine purpose? Can you share a little bit about your philosophy and your approach?
Sure. So philosophically, I believe very much, this is the center of my being here, that everyone is complete and perfect as you are. Mm. I don't believe in broken people. In fact, I think that term is insulting to sort of the human spirit, if you will. Mm. However, that said, that doesn't mean that you may not want to take control over some aspects of your life that maybe aren't serving you in the way that you would like them to, right? Mm. By the way, just that language, the way I used it, creates a very different perspective, right? You're not broken. You don't need to be fixed. And what is it that you may want to take control of in your life, right?
Right?
We're all here to have a particular experience on this planet. Astrology can help us to sort of look at what that experience is and might be in the future. And for me, my philosophy is to just meet you where you are. You are having an experience that is complete and perfect right now, even if it's messy, even if it's painful, even if it's confusing, and if you objectively don't even like it, mm-hmm. It's still serving you in some way. And so my philosophy is to meet you there, wherever that is. You know, and some of my clients are more skeptical about astrology than others. Great, love it. Some of my clients are more excited about maybe building a business or changing a career, and they're in sort of this, hey, help guide me, I'm very excited. Wonderful. I have others that are like, my life is falling apart and my relationships are ending and this is a painful time for me. Also great, right? It's a matter of seeing you for who you are, using this tool set to help us look at it in a different perspective, discover something new, and then holding you in the space of possibility, you know, for what it is that you want to create. And that, you know, is really about empowerment. So I stand so that you can take over and stand in your own power.
Nice. Yeah, that's great. Oh, I love that. It brings such peace to hear you talk about the fact that as we are is perfect. And there isn't some missing component or fault or defect or, you know, something that has to be repaired. It's just a matter of really fully understanding. I think that was what I stated as your zone of genius, to really understand how powerful we truly are. So, wow, I love that. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you, Cameron?
Absolutely. Well, I would love to work with any of you, all of you, in fact. primarily, you can find my information on yourpathandpurpose.com,
okay,
which is my company website. And you can find out more information about my services in particular, and also my contact information and appointment information there. And you can also follow me at Path and Purpose on Instagram. This is where you'll find a lot of inspirational material that I send out, and information about events and upcoming special offers too. So those would be the two primary channels to contact me.
Okay, perfect. So that is yourpathandpurpose.com, correct?
Yes, yes.
And then on Instagram, at Path and Purpose. Perfect.
Yes.
Enough. Fantastic. Well, Cameron, you've already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom here during our conversation, but if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's questioning their decision to have started their own business, or maybe they're doubting their ability to succeed?
At first, I was going to say have fun, but maybe that's poor advice if you're struggling at the moment. If you're frustrated, that's going to be a stretch. So I'll meet you where you are, right? If you're frustrated and something maybe isn't going in a particular way, consider that maybe the universe is showing you something that either you need to just pause, it's not the right timing, or that there might be something else for you to pivot to. So there's that. And then, you know, that's just sort of like emergence of the business. But also, you know, really look at yourself. If you're trying to accomplish too much, trying to bite off too much, or if you're trying to prove yourself in some way, just look at it, right? Really, your business should be an expression of you. And if you're clear about the why, and you know, the purpose for the creation of your business, just allow that to guide you. And don't necessarily worry about trying to do something or trying to push something too hard. What is meant to come through you will. So yeah, I guess maybe the advice is, you know, surrender. Right. I suppose that's it.
Yeah. Well, and I just love that. For me, when you said that a bit about your business should be an expression of you, what I started hearing was you be you. And as a lot of people, a lot of entrepreneurs, they compare themselves to others. Mm. And for me, when I heard you say that, that really centered into just trusting that that is good enough. You be you. You know, and let your business be an expression of you. So, oh, that's fantastic.
Totally.
I love that. Yeah.
Because you are good enough, because you're whole, complete, and perfect as you are. Yeah. And so is your business. You know, yeah. I don't engage in really comparing myself to others, because it really isn't all that helpful anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
Great. Oh, thank you so much, Cameron. That was powerful. I love that. And, you know, it has just been so great hearing about your journey from your MBA, your career as a high school business teacher, to now this impactful work you're doing, sharing knowledge that fosters self-discovery and encourages people to powerfully take responsibility for their lives by understanding more fully their divine purpose. I've really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Well, thank you, Wendy. I love this.
So yeah, this is great. And for all our listeners, remember, you can reach Cameron through his website, and that's Cameron Martin. His website is yourpathandpurpose.com, or find him on Instagram at Path and Purpose. I keep looking at my handwriting isn't all that great, Cameron. So
yeah,
at Path and Purpose on Instagram. So, all right, fantastic. And for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me in our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning into today's episode with Cameron Martin. And as always, here's to your success.